from £4.99 with no deposit and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
At NatWest, we're on the charge to get more small businesses up and running. Getting them off the ground, into their stride, and achieving more than they thought possible. In fact, we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Ready to join them? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest. Proud partner of Team GB. To verify, email check it at natwest.com.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Hamas officials say Israeli airstrikes have hit homes and residential buildings in northern Gaza and that it's killed at least 73 people. Israel claims the numbers have been exaggerated, insisting it hit a precise militant target. The dad of a baby girl who died on Thursday while crossing the English Channel in a small boat says his daughter slipped from his hands. Marion Barres was just 40 days old. Barres says she was wrapped in a bin bag to keep dry, having been born as the family travelled through Europe, Iraqi Kurdistan.
We all told the people in charge to please turn around, please turn around. We said don't go, but he did not listen to anyone and just sailed. Then the water got to my waist, my trousers were submerged in the water. Then the dinghy burst and I don't know how it happened, but everyone fell on top of each other.
Sir Chris Hoy, one of Britain's greatest cyclists, has announced he has terminal cancer. He told the Sunday Times he was given the diagnosis by his doctor last year. The King and Queen Camilla have attended a Sunday church service in Sydney in Australia. It's their first major overseas tour since his cancer diagnosis. In sport, Arsenal's Premier League title hopes suffered a blow as they lost 2-0 away at Bournemouth. Aston Villa beat Fulham 3-1 and Manchester United eased some of the pressure on manager Erik ten Hag with a 2-1 win over Brentford. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers believes Aberdeen demonstrated their Scottish Premiership title credentials. It was after a 2-2 draw at Parkhead.
They have one game a week, so they get plenty of time to prepare and have energy going into the game, so they're well coached. They worked hard and they work hard for each other, and a result like today will obviously give them that confidence.
The two sides remain level on points at the top. And warnings for wind and rain have come into effect as parts of the UK are hit by Storm Ashley. The Met Office says it's likely to bring a danger to life, and there's warning there could be some power cuts. From Sky News, I'm Leisha McKenna.
In the Park on Magic Classical. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
where nature meets classical.
In the park, on Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
In the park, on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
in the park.
On Magic Classical.
In the park.
On Magic Classical.
Liam couldn't wait to sing his wedding vows. Luckily, he saved on interest and got everything he needed with his Barclay card, including a brand new head mic and a live band. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Barclay card. Make money work for you. 24.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply. For offer length, visit barclaycard.co.uk.
Enjoy the full-on flavour of Pucker. Whenever, wherever and however you want. Front rooms, forests, beaches or bathtubs. It's fine with us because Pucker is for the people. Enjoy our tasty range of chilled and frozen pies, slices and sausage rolls.
At Tesco Mobile, our deals are so good you'll want to tell the whole group chat. Get our 100GB SIM for just £14 a month with club card prices, saving you an incredible £84. And better yet, that price is frozen for your whole contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
End 31st of October. Club card and 24-month credit agreement required. Frozen for contract duration. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
Not feeling confident? Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Are you a glasses lifter-upper and underneath her, or perhaps a peep over the topper? You could even be a peek around the cider. Actually, forget that, it's impossible. Either way, at Specsavers, we get what you're up against. So why not come and see us about becoming a varifocaler? With varifocal lenses, you'll see close up, far away, and everything in between. And they're free, with a single pair of glasses from £70. Include standard varifocal lenses only. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Jessica's her own boss, at last, which, yes, has added a few more things to her to-do list. Now she's a consultant, an absolute pro with video meetings, a business manager, does the accounts, the advertising, makes a mean coffee, and still manages to help at her children's after-school club. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover, so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can. AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Team GB cycling legend Sir Chris Hoy has revealed his cancer is terminal and he's got 2 to 4 years to live. The six-time Olympic gold medalist revealed he's known about the diagnosis for a year in an interview with the Sunday Times. Hoy says a tumour was found in his shoulder before a second scan showed the cancer originated in his prostate. The Israeli military is claiming Hamas officials are exaggerating the number of people killed when an airstrike hit a northern town in Gaza. A senior health ministry official insists the figure of at least 73 was accurate. A housing minister's handed over duties managing building safety to another colleague after being criticised for attending a conference. It was sponsored by a company criticised in the Grenfell Tower inquiry. The mum of a young man who was beaten to death by an armed gang along the border of Northern Ireland and the Republic says she'll continue her fight for justice 17 years on. 21-year-old Paul Quinn was lured to a remote shed and brutally murdered in County Monaghan in 2007. Tara Griffiths reports.
No one has ever been convicted of Paul's murder. During the course of the investigation, 23 people have been arrested. That's 14 by Gardaí in the Republic and 9 by the PSNI here. A review of the investigation was also carried out in 2020. Today, 17 years on, Paul's mum, Breege Quinn, is calling on anyone with information to get in touch with Gardaí.
The dad of a baby girl who died on Thursday while crossing the English Channel in a small boat says his daughter slipped from his hands after falling into the water 3 times. Mariam Bahez was 6 weeks old. Arras says she was wrapped in a bin bag to keep dry, having been born as the family travelled through Europe from Iraqi Kurdistan.
We all told the people in charge to please turn around. We said don't go, but he did not listen to anyone and just sailed. Then the water got to my waist. Then the dinghy burst and I don't know how it happened, but everyone fell on top of each other.
And Usher and Lizzo have appeared at US presidential election rallies overnight to support the Democrat candidate, Kamala Harris. Storm force winds for Northern Ireland and Western Great Britain. There's an amber warning for the Hebrides. Rain spreading east. That's the latest. I'm Matt Hewitt.